Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
A former Khmer Rouge prison chief who was convicted of crimes against humanity is now serving only half of his 35-year sentence. His name is Khon Kaek Lu, but he was known during that decimating and ruthless slaughter perpetrated by the Khmer Rouge as Comrade Duke. Khon Kaek Lu has admitted to being the infamous butcher of the Thuol Sung Detention Center in Phnom Penh, where 18,000 people were tortured and killed between 1975 and 1979. Known as Duke, this man was said to be directly responsible for the reign of terror in the killing fields of Cambodia. In 1979, Khon disappeared into the jungle after Vietnamese troops took Phnom Penh, and there he encountered God, so he says. In 2007, he was formally charged with crimes against humanity. In 2008, as part of the judicial process, he asked for forgiveness and to give him hope that he might be forgiven before reportedly collapsing in tears. Large numbers of Cambodians, though, were unhappy today. Far too lenient, they said, for his terrible crimes, which we will never forgive. When you hear that someone such as this has become a Christian and pleads for forgiveness, how do you respond? Chances are that if 10 of you expressed your opinions, most of you would be skeptical. Hiding behind religion, we say, or, well, he's been converted like the devil getting religion. But then again, perhaps he is sincere and his conversion is genuine. Can God forgive someone as this? Is there a limit to his forgiveness? Saul was an accomplice to the murder of Stephen. David had the blood of Bathsheba's husband on his hands. Scores of people whose past lives are checkered and dark have repented of their sins and have sought and found God's forgiveness. Now, if all of us are sinners, and we are according to Scripture, is there a qualitative difference in sin that means God will forgive the person who takes one life, but not the person who has taken the lives of many? Where is the line which says, too much, you're doomed? Now here's another sticky question. Would you be comfortable in heaven seated next to this guy? The issue is not so much the question of whether or not God could forgive him, but should he forgive him? Frankly, if you were the husband or the wife of one of the individuals who died under his watch, would you forgive him? Before you answer, you need to know that forgiveness does not mean you disallow the consequences of wrongdoing, nor does Khon Kaek Lu expect that. To the contrary, he believes that accepting the consequences is God's direction in accepting responsibility for what he did. So when you forgive, you don't say, okay, that's okay, or, well, forget it. Forgiveness in a biblical context means you give up your right to hurt someone else because that person hurt you. Do we as Christians have the responsibility to forgive? Two New Testament passages seem to confuse people. First, Jesus said, if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. Pretty straightforward. But Luke 17:3 says, if your brother sins, rebuke him, and if he repents, forgive him. Frankly, forgiving those who have hurt you is one of the most difficult things you will ever do. Forgiveness is a choice, a decision, not an emotion. And it frees you to be all that God wants you to be.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.